With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. New data shows the partial government shutdown hasn't negatively impacted air safety, even though resources are becoming strained for air traffic controllers.
We saw some survey data that their union conducted that indicated that, you know, as many as 50 people who responded to their survey said they were taking on outside work. And some of those are even full-time jobs. So an air traffic controller might be working at Starbucks or driving for Uber and then showing up in the evening to do their actual job.
Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Sider has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. The FBI Agents Association, a group representing thousands of special agents, says this partial government shutdown is hindering operations. Because of a lack of funding, the group says investigators are limited in their ability to pay confidential informants and witnesses and hire personnel, including translators and lawyers. The group released a report Tuesday based on dozens of anonymous accounts from agents and other personnel. IBM beat earnings expectations in the fourth quarter, but it notched a second consecutive quarterly decline, falling 3.5%. IBM is working to grow its cloud computing and data analytics businesses, both of which grew in the latest quarter. It also expects its $33 billion deal to acquire cloud computing business Red Hat to close later this year. Plenty of compostable products are still ending up in landfills due to poor labeling and a lack of special industrial facilities to break them down. Consumers who spoke to the Wall Street Journal say they didn't know they needed to bring items to a special facility, in some cases because products weren't labeled with instructions. Meanwhile, more companies have been rolling out compostable products recently, including PepsiCo and Nestle. Meal kit companies are struggling, and this week Munchery became the latest to go out of business. The company was once valued at $300 million, but similar companies are having a tough time competing against supermarkets and restaurants on price points. Sprig, Spoon Rocket, and Chef are among the companies that have already gone under, and Blue Apron is down by over 85% from the price of its initial public offering. Still to come, new data on air safety amid the partial government shutdown. New government data shows air travel remains safe during the partial government shutdown, although resources are becoming more strained. Joining me now via Skype from Chicago is Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Sider. Allison, tell us about this data. You found that it does support the president's statements that air traffic control remains safe despite the partial government shutdown.
Yeah, so what we found is data shows that serious traffic control deviations, that's when planes are coming in dangerously close to one another in the air or on the ground, you haven't really changed from a year ago, even though the government has been shut down for about a month now and air traffic controllers are working without pay. We also found that there was actually a 4% drop over sort of a broader range of air traffic control deviations, and that voluntary reports from pilots and controllers of safety incidents are actually down 14% from a year ago. So I think that is somewhat reassuring to people who are concerned that air travel might be less safe right now because so many people working in the aviation industry are federal workers who are working during the government shutdown but are not being paid.
Right. And as you say, air traffic controllers have been coming to work without getting paid, but that is also raising concerns about whether they're feeling overworked or financially strained. What are you hearing from advocates?
Yes. Well, we're hearing from controllers that the stress levels have become quite alarming. You know, these people haven't been paid. You know, they're about to miss their second paycheck. For a lot of people, that's a real financial strain. The job is already quite stressful. And now some of them are talking about having to take second jobs. We saw some survey data that their union conducted that indicated that, you know, as many as 50 people who responded to their survey said they were taking on outside work. And some of those are even full-time jobs. So an air traffic controller might be working at Starbucks or driving for Uber and then showing up in the evening to do their actual job, which, you know, it's a job that requires a lot of intense focus. So it's concerning to the union that people are having to take on outside work. We're also hearing from the union on some of this data we're seeing on air safety, and they've questioned the validity of some of the results on voluntary incident reporting, saying that, you know, the system is just not really functioning. So the pilots and air traffic controllers who would make a report after a safety incident aren't able to do it. So, you know, they've questioned kind of whether that metric, what that really shows during a government shutdown. And they've said sort of every day that the shutdown continues, the system as a whole becomes less safe.
And what about new hiring? That's something that's also been stalled amid the shutdown, right?
Yes, there's an air traffic control academy, and it's been closed during the shutdown. So people who've recently been hired, they need to go through training. You know, they're kind of in limbo right now, being told just to sit tight. And it's really not clear, you know, for some of them how long they'll be able to do that, just not to have any income coming in, not to be able to really start their work. And that's a huge concern to the air traffic controllers. Almost 20% of their existing workforce is retirement eligible. So they really need a constant pipeline of new controllers coming in. And if there's a big gap, it could become a huge problem, especially since they're starting to see an uptick in resignations and retirements. People just saying, you know, I need a job where I get paid. And it's people talking about leaving. So, you know, they're really facing what they say is a potential staffing crisis. So the longer this drags out, sort of the more concerned that they're becoming about the system overall.
And Allison, what about those other shortages at the Transportation Security Administration? That's also been a concern here when it comes to airport and airline security.
Yeah, there are a lot of federal workers that are involved at kind of all points in air travel, including people who work the checkpoints and who scan bags at airports, the Transportation Security Administration. They are also considered essential, so they're still working, but they're not being paid. So what we've seen is sort of a growing number of TSA agents, you know, calling in, say, I just can't come in today. TSA says they're hearing from their employees that they're facing financial limitations that make it hard for them to come into work. You know, if you have transportation costs, childcare, you know, starting to look at other jobs since they just have no income coming in. You know, TSA has said, you know, it's not so much that they'll maintain their safety standards. It just might be slower if there are fewer people available to man checkpoints. We've seen some airports have to reshuffle, you know, the staff that they have because there's not enough TSA agents coming into work. So having to close checkpoints. Houston's Intercontinental Airport has been one of their terminals was closed for about a week. And they were sort of rerouting passengers. We saw Baltimore Airport have to do that over the weekend. So, you know, airports are just having to keep a really close eye on their staffing. And TSA is sending in, you know, reinforcements to some of the hardest hit airports.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Sider joining us via Skype from Chicago with the latest on how the government shutdown is impacting air travel. Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.